It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A subway slashing in Queens overnight. This happened just before midnight on an E-train as it approached the Queens Plaza station. Police say a 22-year-old woman was slashed in the leg by a man who was a stranger to her. There's no details right now on how the incident began or any possible motive. Police say the guy got off the southbound train at the next stop, Court Square. She got off at the one after that, 53rd and Lex in Manhattan. That's when she reported the stabbing and was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Now, police are still looking for this suspect, described as a man in his 20s, about 5'6", blue jeans, red shirt, and carrying a red bag. More information is expected later today. In Harlem last night,
what are you doing?
Some online video of police holding back a mob surrounding the suspect in attacks on a little girl and a woman. The arrest came soon after the girl was slashed.
There were two unprovoked attacks, the first at 115th Street and Park Avenue. The police say a 30-year-old woman was walking, and without warning, a man went up to her and punched her in the face and fled. And just a few minutes later at 116th Street and Lexington Avenue, the police say the same guy slashed the 11-year-old girl in the back of her head as she was walking with her mother. Rosanna was at the 116th Street location and was disgusted to learn the details, but she was glad to hear the man was arrested.
Then they need to lock them up for a while and have them, you know, pay the consequences. But while they're letting him go, those people, they're still going to come back and do the same thing.
The police say the suspect had used a box cutter, which the police found in the subway tracks nearby. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Harlem.
Now, the suspect's identified as 30-year-old Shaquan Cummings. He is charged with assault and other offenses, including endangering the welfare of a child, and he has been held on those charges. Police have an arrest and a terrifying stalking incident in Queens. This happened back in March. Police say 22-year-old Jonathan Saguncia approached the 48-year-old worker on the subway in the morning of March 19th and followed her to the federal building where she works, then beat her before she fought him off and ran inside. She is still suffering headaches and getting therapy for the trauma. The incident was captured on surveillance video and police released it in hopes of helping track the suspect. Thursday, they arrested Saguncia and charged him with stalking and aggravated harassment. No word so far from his arraignment in Brooklyn Criminal Court. New York State's Cannabis Control Board's making some changes and handing out more than 100 new licenses. Governor Hochul announced the new regulatory framework yesterday, saying the goal is to simplify the licensing process and enhance enforcement.
It's past time for OCN to move from a startup mode into a fully operational regulatory agency. One with stronger internal controls and a reconceived organizational structure.
And Hochul made that announcement yesterday. The board also voted to approve 104 more adult use licenses across the supply chain, everything from cultivators to distributors to retail dispensaries. The office is also in the process of issuing 17 more licenses. All of this comes as a new state task force report suggests a startup-like culture at the agency has led to confusion, difficulty, and delay in the rollout of the legal cannabis market in New York. The New York Times says this report, ordered by Governor Hochul in March, finds a number of internal problems and points to ways to fix them. A very special food drive in the Bronx. Grassroots Grocery is holding a produce party. More than 100 volunteers from J.P. Morgan Chase and Urban Edge Properties will pack and give out 10,000 pounds of fresh produce. It goes to families in Harlem and the Bronx. Grassroots Grocery CEO Daniel Zalderer telling 1010 Winds.
We wanted to do something really special on Mother's Day because we know
that food insecurity is just skyrocketing in the Bronx and in high need areas throughout the city. And we wanted to come together as a community to do something about that.
Event runs 9 to 11 a.m. at Gun Hill Commons. Well, Columbia University faculty have begun their no confidence vote. University Arts and Sciences faculty launched that vote of no confidence in President Manoush Shafiq after her congressional testimony and handling of campus protests angered many in the university community. Balloting is open for about a week to about 1,000 members of the university faculty. They're considering a resolution that's highly critical of Shafiq, accusing her of making decisions that put students and faculty in harm's way. She was inaugurated just last fall. Now, this vote does not include other programs like the law or journalism schools. A spokeswoman for the school says Shafiq continues to consult with members of the community and appreciates the efforts of those working with her to heal. A loud demonstration at the NYU library yesterday afternoon, but school officials say that's all it was. In a statement, NYU says a group of students started the loud, disruptive protest in the main university library, which is full of students studying for finals. Student affairs personnel intervened and asked them to leave. They did not immediately, but school officials say they quieted down and the group was gone by 6 p.m. along with their signs and flyers. And they say the incident was not an occupation. NYPD says the university did not call them in, but they were on the scene monitoring. Got any old NJ Transit tickets? Well, you better use them up now. Under a new rail line policy, all one-way tickets will expire in 30 days from the time they're bought, starting July 30th. That includes any old paper or virtual ones you might have lying around. Until the policy was passed as part of the latest 15% fare hike package, tickets didn't have expiration dates. A lot of passengers are not too happy about this. The New Jersey Association of Railroad Passengers and other riders have filed complaints with the State Department of Consumer Affairs. They've hinted to NJ.com they may go to court. Riders say they paid for tickets under the rules at the time of purchase, and they may not be able to use them up. Consumer Affairs Division confirmed it's gotten complaints. They say, though, they don't have jurisdiction and referred the complaints to NJ Transit. The rail line says publicizing the chains gives folks enough time to use up their tickets, urging people to avoid purchasing one-ways they can't use.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.